Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Dr. Tiffany Hang Moss recently took over the title of interim IANR Vice Chancellor for outgoing Vice Chancellor Mike Boehm. She brings a wealth of experience, including faculty member, extension education, and being the Dean of the College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources.
It means a great deal to me. As many know, I'm originally from a small town in southeast Nebraska. I'm a proud graduate of CASNR, the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and I started my career as a faculty member here. So it's a true honor and a privilege to give back by serving the Institute, the university, and the people of this great state of Nebraska. It was not a linear journey by any means, and I know many students can relate to that. I had several majors that I explored along the way, and what was really a pivotal moment for me was the opportunity to engage in experiential learning. I will add that we didn't call it experiential learning back in the early 1990s, but I had the opportunity to be a part of a research project. And that research experience was transformational for me, and it led me to a pathway to pursue a career in agriculture. And I'm just so appreciative for those mentors that saw potential in me and invested in my professional development. And really looking back, could not have chosen a more impactful career than combining my passion for ag, natural resources, with teaching, with research, and with extension.
Dr. Hang Moss is looking forward to serving as vice chancellor, and she talks about her team-oriented priorities for the coming year.
I would just first emphasize that it's important that it's a collective and shared vision and set of priorities. So just over a year ago, we launched the INR Strategic Directions that was informed by feedback from internal stakeholders to the Institute, as well as our stakeholders across the state of Nebraska. And within that strategic directions, we have three priorities. The first is to grow and strengthen agriculture and our natural resources ecosystems. Secondly, is to improve the health and well-being of Nebraskans. And third is to contribute to the economic growth and vitality of our over 500 communities across the state. So what I'm most proud of is each and every day we're having an impact on the people of Nebraska and beyond. Whether that's advancing digital and precision agriculture, a focus on preserving our natural resources for future generations, fueling the bioeconomy, thinking a lot about linking food systems to positive health outcomes, to again driving growth and prosperity for Nebraskans across the state. And then most importantly, I'm going to add, as being the past dean of CASNR, preparing the next generation of change makers too, which is incredibly important to our future.
The Institute recently received some international recognition, and Dr. Hang Moss credits IANR faculty for the acknowledgement.
We got some great news. There is a ranking that comes out that includes over 450 global institutions, and it ranks them on a variety of different attributes. And I'm happy to report that the Institute, the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, is in that top 10%. So we made the top 50 out of just under 500 institutions. And so again, that gives credit to the very talented faculty, staff, students that we have across the Institute, which again are making everyone's lives better across the state of Nebraska. And it really demonstrates our commitment to our land grant mission. And one of the things that I take great pride in being a part of the Institute is what we do with the integration across our research and discovery, our extension and our engagement, and our teaching and learning.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.